Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Pete Bursich plays well, doesn't he?
Pete Bursich.
I can't believe what I just saw, Paul. What an unbelievable play. Are you kidding me?
Minnesota Viking for 7 seasons.
Pete Bursich making the tackle. And the handoff is to Terry Allen, and he gets pushed back. And a fine play by Pete Bursich.
Providence Catholic Hall of Famer.
Defensively for Notre Dame. And we'll look at their base set of Knight, Young, Flanagan, Hamilton. Bursich.
Vikings radio analyst.
Close. Isaiah Rodgers is gone. An 87-yard pick six by Isaiah Rodgers, and the Vikings lead 13-0.
Doing a great job. Just a four-man rush. Levi Drake Rodriguez to get the actual pressure. And then on the backside, Ivan Pace. Jake Browning, I'm sure, wishes he had that one back.
Pete Bursich with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We love talking to the pride of Joliet. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Pete, thanks so much for joining us, man. We appreciate you jumping on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
No, I appreciate you guys having me. Just getting fired up and getting ready to go for Sunday, man. It's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, it should be a fun one. I feel like the Bears, you can't get swept by the Vikings in the state of the NFC North right now and take yourself seriously as a playoff team. Pete, I don't mean that as an insult. Yeah. I don't mean that as an insult, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, it's a big challenge. And, you know, I think the one of the big things is that you guys are 6-3 now, and you won four games inside of 2 minutes when you were trailing. So the attitude is going to be a lot different than after the second game of the season, right? So the Vikings should expect everything they could possibly get out of the Bears, and this is a game that you guys want to win to get you where you want to go. And then the Vikings, in order just to get back to 500, need to win this game and stay undefeated in the NFC North. So, yeah, it's a mid-season type game, but it's important for both teams, unbelievably important.
So we're very close to the Caleb Williams story. We're in it every day. We're talking about it damn near half a show most days, Pete. I'd love to know from someone like you who's outside of it that you really only have the tape to go on and try and come up with what it is that he's doing. How do you think he's doing, and do you think that he's improving?
Yeah, no, I definitely think he's improving. A couple of things. First of all, this Ben Johnson offense is just very, very aggressive. You look at the fourth down stop that you guys had, the Giants turned the ball over on downs on their own 47. Next play, it was an incomplete pass, but it was a shot deep to DJ Moore. And then you had Caleb Williams rolling to his right, throwing a ball about 50 yards, you know, in full stride downfield. And then he rolled out to his left and then tried to hit, it was Zacchaeus or Burden. I think it was Zacchaeus, but I mean, that ball landed where it was probably catchable. He's unbelievably elusive in the pocket. Very, very tough to bring down, even if you're unblocked. Brian Burns is one of the better pass rushers in the league. He had missed them a couple times, you know, a number of times. The Giants just whiffed on him. So the athleticism is there. And the running game is helping. Okay. The running game is helping because on base downs, the passing that you do is usually off of play action and bootleg. And when you're running the ball well, like you guys are, 147 yards a game, you have to respect it. And that's just going to open up. So that base down passing of play action and bootleg, you know, him working under center, he's getting better at that. The dig that he hit the Roma Dunze against the Giants just over the fingertips of the linebacker, that's arm talent right there. That's just so, I think, you know, getting a chance to look at, you know, J.J. McCarthy and really still his rookie year and what he's struggling with just with the operation and some of the other things that have gone on. Caleb Williams is in the right spot. He's exactly in the right spot. You know, Ben Johnson was brought in to help him out. And with this system and how they're doing it, he looks really, really good.
What's JJ struggling with the most? What are we going to see at this point?
Well, I think with JJ, it's interesting when you take a look at his passer rating on the first two drives of a game, he's in the 150s, right? His passer rating is a 154.2, 11.6 yards per attempt on the first two drives of each game in 2025. He leads the league in that. It's what happens after that, right? It's once you get off the script. So again, it's developing a young quarterback. He's got to get better with that transition. And then just the running of the operation. I'm not putting this all on him, but to get 8 false start penalties at home in the last 3 quarters of a football game, you know, those things he has to fix, and they're easily fixed. And then outside of that, the interceptions, we're a -7 take give right now. You guys are +14. That's 21 possessions right there. Think about that. So turning the ball over, pre-snap penalties, you know, those are the things that this club has to fix. And it starts with the quarterback, and he takes it all on. He's saying, hey, this is all my responsibility, and he's going to get it fixed. But baby steps. So seeing some good evolution from, let's say, in the beginning with the scripted plays, once you start getting a feel for what defenses are doing and making some changes, and then being able to execute those.
Last week, the Bears defense struggled with a quarterback that was athletic, tough, and smart. And I think J.J. McCarthy is athletic, tough, and smart. What in what the Giants are able to do with Jackson Dart you think might fit for what the Vikings want to do or can do with J.J. McCarthy?
I don't think you're going to get the called runs. All right. I think with Dart, you had some called runs. You had some misdirection plays where you pull the offensive lineman, spend or have a jet type motion, and then have the quarterback go the opposite way. I don't know if they're going to do a ton of that, maybe in the red zone on a bootleg or, play like that. But they don't want McCarthy to be a scrambler, right? They want him to be a passer. And he's doing a really good job of extending plays and then keeping his eyes down the field. So, I don't think the athleticism per se of the quarterback is going to be featured. It's going to be more maybe get him out of the pocket, get him, get him on a bootleg, get him on the outside. When you have Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, Jalen Naylor, TJ Hockenson, you have plenty of targets down the field. So don't think you're going to get a lot of quarterback draws and things like that out of this kid. It's a little different than with Dart.
Hey, Pete Bursich is with us. Pete, I don't know if you noticed, but the Bears been running the ball down people's throats. Absolutely just coming directly at you.
That's Pete's kind of football right there.
I know, Pete. So if the number for the Vikings this year is 125.6 rushing yards allowed per game. It's a bottom 12 of the NFL or so. I'll take the over on that one. The Bears are a freaking juggernaut on the ground, Pete. What do you think?
Yes, they are. Yeah, they are. And it's again, this is the attitude that Ben Johnson's brought, right? Just running the football and getting that run game going.
Can you stop it?
And then play action and all that.
You got guys to stop it or what?
I think so. I mean, Javon Hargrave and Jonathan Allen have been playing better. It's interesting because a year ago, our defense faced more passing attempts than any other defense in the league. So in the offseason, you try to bring in some guys that have some pass rush juice on the inside. So you bring in Javon Hargrave and Jonathan Allen. And now this year you play the AFC North and you don't have a lead much of the time. And what is happening? Teams are running the football. So yeah, we haven't given up a ton of explosive plays, but we've given up a lot. I mean, we're on a per play basis, we're 16th in the league, but teams have just murdered us in time of possession and just pounding the football just like the Bears do. And if we keep allowing them to move the chains, that's going to be a problem. And I think for the biggest factor is Jonathan Grenard being ruled out. And, he's probably our best run defender on that defensive front. He's unbelievable. And not having him, it could be a problem. I'm sure the Bears are going to test it and see.
How is Harrison Smith still out here doing it, Pete?
he's ageless, isn't he? I think him fitting into the Flores system, letting him just rob middle of the field, do some, robbing the zones, directing traffic. All those things are so valuable to what Brian Flores wants to do. I think having that coach on the field is a huge part of it. I mean, he's not as fleet of foot as he used to be or any of that, but he still gets to where he needs to go. So, Yeah, this will be his 200th game this Sunday. So
wow.
it's an amazing career for Harrison Smith. Probably one of the most versatile safeties that I've seen play in the NFL. He can do everything. He can cover, he can tackle, he can hit, he can blitz, defend the run. I mean, he could do anything. And, you know, it's been awesome to be able to call every single one of his games.
Big story here in town, Pete. Jalen Johnson, after groin surgery earlier in the year, has been, they opened the 21-day window where he's designated to return. He doesn't have a roster spot, but he practiced for the first time in a couple of months, and they listed him as questionable today. I mean, quite questionable. He might play. Jalen might play. Maybe he gets Justin Jefferson one-on-one all day on Sunday, or
yeah,
not.
He might. Yeah, he might. It's, you know, getting him back will be a big shot in the arm. Our offensive line has been up and down. We had Donovan Jackson out for surgery on his wrist. Christian Darrisaw had been in and out. Will Fries, I think, is the only guy on the offensive line that has played the entire year. So, It's interesting how in this day and age, so many guys are in and out, and you have to be 100% to play the game nowadays. You have to be, you know, that physical and that be able to move. But yeah, we're just a little more concerned about CJ, you know, Gardner Johnson or Elijah Hicks blitzing off the edge. You know, like to sneak Jaquan Brisker down in the box and nobody's looking at him and blitz him. And so, yeah, we'll worry about him when the time comes.
Fair enough.
That's fair enough. That's
we've got plenty of other things like Tremaine Edmonds and, you know, everybody else to worry about.
You're totally right. What did KOC do to Sam Darnold? Because I'm looking at an MVP candidate right now, and I'm wondering what were the things that you felt like KOC was able to get through to him that he's now had success even when he's not with KOC?
I think the big thing is fundamentals. And maybe, I don't know if people pay that much attention to it, but he's very, very, maniacal on that as far as the footwork and the reads and the keys and the discipline that's involved in the quarterback position. And you know, I don't know if there's an offense that, you know, we're a down the field passing team. It's our identity. It's what we do. And so the concepts, this isn't a three-step drop style of offense, right? This isn't just 1-2-3 plant throw. This is getting down the field. This is dagger routes, deep digs, deep, you know, comebacks, post corner routes, all those things. And I think that combined with just getting the kids some confidence. I mean, Darnold knew he could do it, felt he could do it, and I think he got in the right place at the right time and he had the right people around him, and then all of a sudden you start believing in yourself. And he's continuing, you know, to do that in Seattle. He's, you know, he's playing very, very well. And, you know, I tell the Vikings, hey, you made a decision to draft J.J. McCarthy before you had Sam Darnold. So, you know, the decision of whether or not to keep him is not really – a decision at all, because you had already made your quarterback decision before, you know, Darnold had that success. But, he's the perfect quarterback from a height, weight, arm strength and all that. I mean, you couldn't really ask for much more. I just think he needed a little bit of time to get it all straight and to get some confidence. And then Kevin O'Connell was the guy to help put him back on track.
Hey, Pete, thanks, man. Always a pleasure. A texter is wondering, he hears it. Has anybody else told you that you've picked up a little Minnesota accent now that you've been out there this long? Hey, tell you what, that Bursich don't sound like you used to. You know what I'm saying?
It's kind of what I was saying. The Bears are, you know, they're 6-3, you know, 6-3.
He's still got it, folks.
You know, what are they doing over there? It's and then you got to go up to Minnesota. You know, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I'm
holy smokes.
It's like you grew up in the, you know, south side part of the city. I'm like, yeah, that's how people talk, right? Over there and all that.
Don't lose it.
Right. Right. Well, it as soon as I hit town, it comes back. when I go back up north, it's like Fargo, right? It's like the movie Fargo, where you're, you know, Wayzata and Yep. You know, it's amazing. Yeah.
You're the best, Pete.
Pete, you're awesome, man. Fun.
Well, thanks, guys. All right, I appreciate it.
You got it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.